Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the sixth chapter of Maseches Sota with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Now, a lot of the Sota is based on specific commands of the Torah. They're not logical things that a person would be able to come up with himself. They're the way they are because that's the way the Torah tells us. So now we're going to say, if we were just using our own human logic, here's what we might think, but because the Torah tells us, we do what the Torah says. So Shahaya Badin, that one might think, Uma im Edus Rishona, She'enu Osarta Yisr Olam, if the first testimony where he says, don't be alone with such and such a man, which doesn't cause her to become permanently prohibited to him, Enu Miskayemis Bipchos Mishnayim, if that testimony requires at least two witnesses when he warns her, Edus Achrona, Shosarta Isar Olam Eno Din Shlotis Kaim Bepachos Mishnayim. So the second testimony, the one that makes her forbidden to him, wouldn't that make sense? That more severe testimony should require at least two witnesses? Talmud Lomar, the Torah tells us, the Eid Ein Ba, there is no witness. Kol Edu Shiyesh Ba, any testimony that there is against her is sufficient to cause this repercussion of her being forbidden to him. So then let us reverse engineer. Let us say that if that's the case, we should reevaluate the first testimony. Uma im edus achrona she'asarta isar olam harehi miskayemes ve'edechad. If the second testimony, if the testimony that makes her prohibited to him permanently, is sufficient with only a single witness, edus harishona she'eno asarta isar olam eno din she'tiskayim ve'edechad, wouldn't it make sense that the warning that she not be secluded, which is a much lesser thing, wouldn't it make sense that that be done with a single witness, be sufficient with a single witness? Talmud Lomar, the Torah tells us, Ki matzaba ervas davar, that there's some unseemly thing found in him. Ulahalan hu omer, and later the Torah tells us, Al shnayim edim yakum davar, on the testimony of two witnesses, the matter shall be upheld. So we have a gzera shava of the word davar here, malahalan api shnayim, Edim, just as later on it's on the testimony of two witnesses, Afkan Apishnaim Edim. Here too, the warning against seclusion must be issued in front of two witnesses. So a very interesting way of looking at things here, that if we were writing these rules ourselves, we might have written them this way. We do them the way they are because the Torah tells us to. A couple of quick little sound bites from the Bart Neuro. Shahaya Badin, it would be logical to think, Shalo Yehei Ne'aman Ba Eid Echad, that a single witness shouldn't be relied upon for such a thing, Imlo Magzer Sakasiv, unless it wasn't for the Torah telling us. But since the Torah tells us, then that's the way it is. Edus Rishona, Sisira, the first testimony is the seclusion. Edus Achrona, and the second testimony, Tuma, is the making her impermissible to her husband. Call Edus Yeshba, the Torah tells us that any testimony against her is valid. Ne'aman ba, it's believed against her. Dechsiv ve'ed ein ba, says there's no witness against her. V'chol eid ha'amur b'Torah, stam eino aleshnayim. Now, normally when the Torah tells us eid, it means two. Mid'itzrich kra lomar, lo yikam eid echad ba'ish. Because the Torah tells us that a single witness shall not testify against a person. Shema mina, the aid shnayim b'mashma. So we see from here that when it says aid, its default aid means two witnesses. Ad sheyifrot l'cha hakasev echad. Unless the Torah specifically tells us that it's one. V'hachi ka'amar kra trei leisba el echad. And here's what the Torah means to tell us here, that there aren't two, but rather there's just one. V'ka'amar v'hilo nitpasa le'osra. And the Torah tells us that she was not forced to commit the act. Alma eid echad mehemen. So we see from all of this that a single witness is believed in this particular circumstance. And that's a gzeras hakasuv, a law that the Torah is telling us. Let us now conclude this chapter with Mishnah Daled. Eid omer nitmes, eid omer lo nitmes. If one witness says she was defiled, she committed adultery and was made impermissible to her husband, and another witness says, no, she wasn't. Isha omeris nitmeis, v'isha omeris lo nitmeis, or if one woman says that she committed adultery and is now prohibited, and another woman says, no, she didn't, haisa shosa, then the woman in question would still drink, because the matter is still in doubt, and the sota process is meant to clarify doubt. Echad omer nitmeis, if one witness said she committed adultery, she's now impure and not allowed to live with her husband any longer. Ushnaim omrim lo nitmeis, and two say no, she didn't. Haisa shosa, then she would drink. Shnaim omrim nitmeis, if two witnesses say that she committed adultery, ve'echad omer lo nitmeis, and one says no, she didn't. Lo haisa shosa, then that would be considered the doubt having been resolved, and she would not drink in such case. And the Bartnura will clarify exactly what's going on here. Eid echad nitmeis, eid echad lo nitmeis. If one witness says she committed adultery and another one says no, she didn't. Uki chad lahad echad. So you've got one against one. Vahari hi kesfeka v'shosa. So nothing's been resolved. We maintain the status quo of doubt. She drinks. V'davka ki asu bahadi hadadi. And that's only when the two come together. Aval b'ze achar ze. But if one comes after the other. Kishamah harisho nitmeis, when the first says that she committed adultery, havi mehemen kibetray, he's as believable as two, because as we just said in Mishnah Gimel, we discussed in great detail how we've come to establish that one witness is believed in this matter. V'hasheni omer lo nitmeis, havi le chad. So when the second witness comes, and he says, no, she didn't, he's only one. V'ein dvarav shel echad b'makom shnayim. So since the first witness, the one who says she committed adultery, has the force of two, and the second one only has the force of one, if they come sequentially and not simultaneously, then it's like two against one, and the first fellow has the upper hand in the testimony. V'shnayim omrim lo nitmeis. So let's say that one person says she committed adultery, and two say no, she didn't. Klomar lo nitmeis befanecha. What they're saying is she didn't commit adultery in front of you. Kishabatu matsasa shenasarto yachad gam anu hayinu imcha ubefneinu lo nitmeis. So they're saying we were with you at that time. You say she was in such and such place, such and such time, and you saw it, but we were with you and we didn't see a thing. Hari nistalek ha'ed ubatlo devarav mipnei shnayim. So there already you've got, he's got the force of two witnesses, and now you have two witnesses who contradict him. They void each other. So we're back to our case of doubts. She might have committed adultery before they came along. We don't know. So since we haven't resolved anything, she does go through the sota process. That is the end of Mishnah Daled. That is the end of Perek Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will continue and begin Perek Zion.